Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Lady Yellow Jackets continue their homestand. Big game coming up with Carroll, a big match, and then some GNAC play already. And we'll talk to Don Trenum right after we come back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Our thanks to the Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Sign Pro. Coach, play the University of Mary. Nice win over the weekend, and no rest for the weary coming up. Nothing but GNAC and then a couple NAIs with Rocky and Carroll, and that's it for the season. But a lot of play coming up, Coach. Talk about the University of Mary. And, you know, you may have been asked about the scoring, or both coaches were, and, you know, soccer not really designed to be a high-scoring sport, is it?
Well, I think it depends on the game. I think the nature of our game this weekend was, you know, it was two good teams. It was tied. It was kind of a midfield battle. University of Mary, they're 0-6 on the year, but as I've told everybody, they're a good team, and they've just played a very tough schedule. And so we were real fortunate that we happened to come out and play well that day and managed to get a game winner there in the last 10 minutes. But, we stuck to our plan. We were patient. We worked hard through the game. We defended well. You know, they actually outshot us, but the chances they were getting and the places they were getting their chances, that was fine. They weren't really dangerous against us. So I think defensively we did a great job, and they missed the one opportunity that they had to put a goal in, and we took advantage of our opportunity, and that's the difference between winning 1-0 and losing 1-0. So I thought we did a great job against University of Mary.
You're always one of those coaches, you're high on your seniors, and especially translating that into leadership, I believe. Talk a little about them and the start they've gotten off to.
I think, we actually just talked to them yesterday. The three seniors have been doing a great job. Their leadership in terms of on the field has been great. Training, they've come out and trained hard every single day. Their leadership off the field, the mentoring of the younger players, and just the information they're given, the positive energy they're giving out has been great. And then in terms of their on-field performance, just talking with them yesterday, I explained to them, Sarah Grass, center back, we get a shutout. Mandy Plaskanka, center midfield, most dominant player in the center mid the other day against University of Mary, won every head ball and was really the dominant center mid from both teams. Melissa Carlson, outside mid, scores a game winner. So my three seniors for our team did a fantastic job, and their leadership off the field, their leadership on the field, their leadership in the game equated to a 1-0 win, and that's what you want from your seniors.
And are they all pretty, individually, do they bring a little, in the leadership game, do they all bring a little, something a little different? Is that what a coach would like out of the senior leadership?
Yeah, they do, and I won't kind of get into all the details of what they bring and what their strengths are as leaders. But, yeah, there's, you can definitely count on one of them to kind of be the one to get on people when you need it. You can count on the other to kind of lift the spirits of them, and then you can count on one of them to give the team a laugh when needed. So the players and they know who I'm talking about and what. But yeah, they kind of really do complement each other, and I think that's important when you have senior leadership. You don't want everybody the same, because you do need a little variety, and we've got that with our three seniors.
Yeah, you sound affectionately as you speak about them. And how much do you play in that as a coach? I mean, sometimes how they say that you can't teach it, but can you develop it? Can you develop? Do you believe in developing leaders, or can you as a coach?
I think you are born to be a leader, but at the same time, I think you can you know, you mentor players along their four-year career here, and you have expectations. And with all three of them, they've been in this office before, and we've had conversations where we needed them to do things better as a player, you know, both in the way they're leading their teammates or what they're trying to do on the field. So, you know, they're familiar with me, I'm familiar with them, and you know, really proud of all three and the way they're playing right now. But I also think a big part of that leadership of them, you say, teaching them and them learning is the players that have played here before them, because there have been, every year there's a lot of good leaders here, and there's a lot of, you know, the freshmen now are looking up to these three seniors, and someday the freshmen will be the leaders, and they'll remember the great leadership that they had when they were young players. So I think it's just a combination of things, but these three are doing a fantastic job for sure.
We probably talked about that a couple years ago, and where you had your first class, you know, start to finish, and it, obviously it's kind of neat, and it must make it a little easier for you now developing these players and building this program and seeing how far it's come, and we've talked about that before.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I think, you know, the expectations are high here, and the big plus this year has been the facility that we're playing at, and I think there's a sense of even more pride in playing out there, and a lot of that, again, comes from the players from the past and the present that are putting the work on out there in the classroom, on the field. You don't get an administration that supports your program, you don't get a community that supports your program if you don't have solid student athletes. So I give a lot of credit to them in the fact that I don't think we have a brand new field out there if we don't have great soccer student athletes, and we do. So I think that's a credit to them.
Okay, Coach, seems like you're happy with your start of the season. It really gets going now, obviously September, October, soccer time. You've got all GNAC games and then the NIA ranked Carroll College, and then Rocky sandwiched in between all the conference games. We'll come back and talk about the upcoming games right after this with Don Trenum on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Farmers Insurance, St. Vincent Healthcare, just a couple of corporate partners for Lady Yellow Jackets soccer. And Coach, nationally ranked, forget the NAIA, Carroll College, pretty good team.
Yeah, I think they're a great team. I think last year they went to the quarterfinals of the NAIA tournament. The Vol has been a strong soccer program here in the Northwest, and not only in the Northwest, but nationally in the NAIA. So we'll expect a battle this week, and I think right now they maybe were 10th in the country, or, you know, I don't know. I don't follow that poll as much, but I know they're highly ranked, and we'll expect a battle. They're a good team. We'll have to play a great game to beat them. We have nothing but respect for them. We played them last spring, and got to see them a little bit, and it was a close game. I think we won 1-0 in a spring game, which spring really doesn't mean much, but we can expect a tough game this weekend, and our players are looking forward to it and are working hard to get ready for it.
And before you know it, it'll be GNAC play. Talk a little bit about that, a little preview for us.
GNAC's a great conference. It's it's a tough one. Seattle Pacific seems to, you know, they're a preseason pick, and they're not letting anybody down in what they're doing in their first 7 games. I think they're undefeated. Western Washington is right there. They beat a couple ranked teams, and I think they might even be in the top 25 now. So those two teams in the top 25. Central Washington isn't giving up any goals, and that's our first GNAC opponent. So defensively, they're playing very good, and they're beating some teams. So, you know, they're good. You know, Western Oregon is off to a good start. St. Martin's is a team that was picked to finish last in the preseason poll, which again means nothing, but they've beat some teams in the top 25, and they're playing really well right now. Northwest Nazarene, you know, not necessarily, I don't think they've won a game as of yet, but they're you know, again, we played a team that hadn't won a game as the other week in University of Mary, and they were a solid team, and we'll expect the same out of Northwest Nazarene. So from top to bottom, we're going to have to be ready every single game. I think we've played a good non-conference schedule to prepare us for those. We've had some good games here at home. We've had some games on the road. Fortunately, we've got to play some games in the rain, which is a plus, since it always seems to rain every time we go up to the Northwest to play. So I think we're prepared for it. Right now, all our focus is on Carroll College, and as soon as that game's over, we'll turn our attention to Central Washington and try and start the GNAC with a win next Wednesday.
All right, Coach, good luck with Carroll.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll wrap up the show and let you know when the game is and get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets. You're listening to The Soccer Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Wrapping up another edition of our soccer show, our appreciation to the time from Coach Don Trenum. Our thanks to Jackets & Company, Alpha Graphics, and Farmers. The Carroll College and the Lady Yellow Jackets, Friday the 19th, September 19th, 4 o'clock, out at the COT. Get out and support Lady Yellow Jackets soccer. Until next show, we're Don Trenum, Pat Bolin on the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.